This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Cyber spying and Edward Snowden got most of the attention at high-level U.S.-China talks this week, but also important, a move to allow more American investment in China, something the government there makes pretty hard to do. Chinese firms will also get new opportunity in America. Marketplace China correspondent Rob Schmitz joins us from Shanghai. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Mark.
So what do American businesses get out of this deal?
Well, U.S. businesses have been pushing for a treaty like this for years, so this is a great sign. As it stands, you know, doing business in China can be very difficult or just downright impossible for industries like aviation or internet companies, high tech, you know, you name it. Because in each of these sectors, China's allowed its own state-owned companies to dominate or even eclipse any competition. So a treaty that would allow U.S. companies to come into the world's second largest economy and compete on a more level playing field would be fabulous news for U.S. companies and the U.S. economy.
Now, what about China and its industries? What are they looking for, hoping for in this negotiation?
Yeah, I think there's a couple reasons they're interested in this. You know, China's new president, Xi Jinping, is eager to make broad reforms to China's economy that would help boost the private sector. And that would include allowing more foreign companies to come in, compete, and by default, help make Chinese companies more competitive. The other reason China's interested in this is because in recent years, too many Chinese companies who have wanted to enter into the U.S. market have been flatly rejected by the U.S. Congress for a variety of reasons. And this is starting to hurt because for the first time ever, China's got a bunch of companies that are quite competitive globally. So right now, the Congressional Committee on Foreign Investment is taking a look at a $5 billion bid by a Chinese company for American pork producer Smithfield Foods, potentially China's biggest takeover of a U.S. company. China would love to see more deals like that get approval.
Okay, Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Mark.